Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we mentioned that we'll recap on the different types of jihad so that people can understand. Sometimes what happens is that a person thinks that jihad is only confined to fighting. Very often it is linked to fighting. Fighting in Arabic we say qital, where there's actual physical fighting, physical combat that takes place, referred to as qital. So because very often jihad is linked to qital, linked to fighting, people think that it's only got to do, it's only restricted to physical combat, where jihad is a very wide meaning in Shariat. Jihad is actually means to strive, to sacrifice, to make an effort. In one hadith in Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsahu. A mujahid is that person that sacrifices and strives against himself. So here it doesn't mean that it is physical combat with himself, but he's striving against his nafs. He's striving against his desires. So when it comes to jihad, there are approximately five types of striving. So the objective here, ultimate objective is li'i'la'i kalimatillah, that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reign supreme. Ultimately, the law and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reign over the world. At the moment, you'll find there's different laws. One is the constitution of the various countries, secular countries, etc. But the desire must be that how the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be the ultimate law. How our law of our country can also be the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whatever laws are in place is in conformance with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's laws, Allah ta'ala's deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is running throughout the world. That is the objective, so that we can live in a country, we can live in a place, we can live in a khilafah that is such, that is conformance, total conformance with every single law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the different types of jihad, the first is jihad bil mal. A person is striving and using his wealth to get and attain this objective that Allah ta'ala's law at some point must reign supreme. So he's using his wealth. Sometimes he'll take his wealth and he'll donate it towards madrasas. Sometimes he'll take his wealth and he'll use it for those people that are striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll use his wealth in different ways, but to assist in reaching the similar goal. The second is jihad bil qalam. Person is using his pen. He's using his pen, he's writing letters, he's educating the ummah, he's writing articles, etc. Educating them on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the laws of deen. Sometimes it's primary laws, basic laws that people don't know. But the objective is same. If you have all the laws of the country, for example, the laws of Islam, but the people don't know the basic laws of wuzu, they don't know the basic laws of the ghusl, of istinja and salah, then how will the law of Allah ta'ala be practiced? So all this is a common goal towards achieving the same objective. The second part is jihad bil qalam. A person is educating, he's creating, sometimes it might even be in opposition to others, or creating awareness, or defending Islam on the public stage. This is all jihad bil qalam, by using the pen. When we say pen here, it obviously also includes other types of media. For example, now typing, emails, letter writing, or sometimes it will require social media, but it's not for every person. It's for those people that have got this type of skill in doing it, they will do it. Otherwise, the general public will refer to that original style of learning via the kitabs, via sitting with ulama. Yeah, I'm talking about just those people that Allah Ta'ala has blessed. Sometimes you'll find attorneys also, they'll be defending those people that are making effort for Islam. So all this will form under jihad bil qalam. The third type is jihad ma'an nafsi wa shaitan. And this third type is where a person is making effort against the constant attack. One is when there's attack from the outside force, from the kuffar, from the fusaq, etc. But you'll get here when there's constantly attack from the nafs and shaitan, and this jihad goes on right up till a person's eyes close, right till he's put in the qabr. This continues on a daily basis. And the way shaitan attacks, he doesn't send bombs, he doesn't fire shots. Continuous waswasa, he's continuously whispering. That he'll sometimes create doubt in a person. This is one example. Hey, you didn't make wuzu, so now this person rushes to make wuzu. Now he misses one or two rakats. And then he'll say, okay, but you forgot to wash your hand. So now the person will worry him and he'll wash his hand again. Oh, your clothes are not packed. Will take too long in the toilet, take too long in the bathroom. So now what's happening? This constant waswasa, until he reaches a point where he gets so fed up, he said, I'm not even reading namaz anymore. So shaitan uses one way. or the other types of waswasa, he'll encourage a person, keep doing wrong, do wrong. There's so much enjoyment in being wrong. Why you want to act pious? Life is still long. You've got so much to love. Why you just want to be pious? Now later on you can make tawbah. So shaitan uses different ways of getting to the mind of a person, weaken the mind of a person. So this type of jihad also is very important. It's a continuous one that will continue with every person right up till the day he dies. This is striving against shaitan and striving against nafs. The fourth type is qital ma'al kuffar, physical combat with the kuffar. Yeah, we see it many parts of the world. It's happening openly now. That the whole world doesn't care what is happening, whether there's genocide taking place and whether there's mass killing taking place. But Islam has made it such that we've got an institution that there will be people that will stand up and they'll sacrifice their lives and they'll fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll fight for the sake of deen. They won't allow the Islam just to crumble and to go like that. They will fight and they will make an effort. This is known as qital ma'al kuffar. Very often you'll find that this happens in jihad. Therefore, people generally interuse the word jihad for fighting also. And this is the highest form. Highest, not to say the others are not high, but this is the highest form where a person actually gives his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we must desire, that our lives also can be given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first form is jihad ma'al fusaq. You will find that there will be always a group that will be there. Fusaq means those people that are open sinners. They'll have the guise of Muslims. They'll have the form of Muslims, but they'll be constantly trying to dilute the deen. They'll be constantly trying to modernize Islam, to create different interpretations. For example, they'll say, no, jihad in the Quran Sharif and the Hadith is only coming there for historical purposes. It's not for us to be practicing upon. They'll try and dilute it. Ladies and men can mix together in one hall. They'll try and dilute, for example, television. They'll try and dilute anything that's haram. They'll try and make it halal. It's okay. Recently there was a situation where lottery was made halal, gambling. And they just use some technicality to see how we can make it halal. And then you'll find people trying to make music halal. And like that, there'll be different forms of haram that will be lightened. Sometimes you'll even find in Makkah al-Mukarramah, it's surprising, that bottles that look exactly like a liquor bottle. The design, the color, the style, the way it's written. But they'll say 0% alcohol. So there'll be different fusaq that will try and modernize and change Islam from within. To strive against these people also is part of jihad. So these are the five forms of jihad. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These are the five forms of jihad. The reason we're discussing it is because today's hadith is a very short hadith. It speaks about different types of jihad. Not all the five types, but some of them in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So quickly we'll do the hadith explanation. Most of it is already done. An Anasin radiallahu anhu anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, jahidul mushrikeena bi amwalikum wa anfusikum wa alsinatikum. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fight the mushrikeen with your wealth, fight them with your lives, and fight them with your tongues. In other words, strive against them with your wealth, strive against them with your lives, and strive against them with your tongues. So here this hadith is showing us three different types. One is wealth, one is life, in other words physical, and the third type is with your tongues, which we explained with the qalam, with people educating, with people writing, etc., making an effort. So here in one hadith it shows us three different types of jihad, three different types of striving. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. In whichever way we can help and whichever way we can engage, we should try and be some assistance to Islam. Either it's with our wealth, either it's with ourselves, either it's with the ability or skill Allah Ta'ala has given us in writing. But some defense of Islam we should be taking part in. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.